Hello, welcome to this thing we call the weekly pep talk. This is a Sunday night thing that we do typically, and it's just like 5 minutes, and it's just something for you to pop on as you're brushing your teeth or winding down for the day. Just a little motivation to end either end your weekend, start your week, or whatever, whenever you're listening to this. We're just glad you're here. My mom is on the way with that next.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
So here we are in the lazy, hazy days of summer. It's very hot outdoors. Depending on where you live, I think it's hot everywhere right now. It's, you know, August. We get those little pop-up thunderstorms every day or so, which are refreshing. But basically, it's 90, 95 degrees. And Jim and I have gotten into this habit, if you will, of saying at dinner time, we're not really hungry because we don't want to heat up the stove. We don't want anything hot. We can't think of anything really refreshing. We're getting kind of burned out on salads. And so last night, we chose to go pick up something from two different restaurants because we couldn't agree on what we wanted to one. And my choice was Mexican, which ended up being a mistake because it upset my stomach and I was up most of the night. And so I didn't rest well. So as a consequence, today being Sunday, I have just rested all day and I have read. I did do a little bit of yoga just to move my body a little, mainly because my watch kept reminding me that it was time to stand, my Apple Watch. But it made me think about rest and about how important and essential true rest is to our bodies and to our minds and to our spirit, and how it's wonderful to rest at night. But on those days when you don't rest at night, you're tired all day, if you can, like I did today, try to give yourself permission to rest. It's something that I think we don't do well in this society. We are going, 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 and going all the time. There is always some place to be, something to do, something to take care of, someone to take care of. Life is just busy, 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 busy. But I really want to encourage you to take time to truly rest when you are tired. If we could teach our children that, to have time out every day and to just rest, that would be so wonderful. And I know it's not possible a lot of days because of all the reasons I just said. But I can tell you that after forcing myself to rest most of this day, I did not go to sleep. I wanted to nap a couple of times, but I knew that would keep me awake tonight. But I have just been still and quiet. I've been reading. I've just been resting. And I thought about this little book that I've shared with you all before, Don't Just Do Something, Sit There, by Richard Eyre. And he says that rested minds and bodies are able to truly recreate, to think about who they are and who they are becoming, to look backward as well as forward and think a little about where they've been as well as where they're going. A rested body renews itself and is more likely to stay free from illness. And a rested mind not only resists stress and depression, it is more receptive to intuition, to little nudges or impressions or possibilities, and to a clearer sense of priorities. So I hope that your week will allow you time to find those quiet moments of rest, just to be still. I know my friend Joel used to tell his children when they would be in a tizzy about something, he would say, just go sit down. And what he meant by that was just go sit down and calm yourself and rest. So find those moments of rest in your life. I think they will be very beneficial to you, and I know they'll be beneficial to your children. What a great life lesson. So I wish you a very peaceful and restful week. Love you forever.